From K101, your undisputed tri-state sports leader, this is Round Ball Roundup.
Left hand up, under, gets the foul and the bucket drop.
Tonight's high school basketball is brought to you by Bank 7, where their best investment is you. H&R Block. Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. And Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs.
A little baby hook won't drop, but a rebound and a put back.
And now, with the call of tonight's games, here's Trent Caldwell.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ward Center here in Sealing, the home of the Wildcats. And we have a great game for you tonight between two teams with designs on winning the whole thing, between the top-ranked Lomega Lady Raiders and the third-ranked Sealing Lady Wildcats in two different classes, Lomega Class B, Sealing Class A. Good evening, everybody, on a Saturday evening. I'm Trent Caldwell, getting ready for some basketball on a little off night for a couple reasons. One, because a lot of people were snowed out yesterday, but the main reason was we had this one circled from the get-go. This is going to be a fantastic basketball game. If you like pace, if you like space, if you like pressure defense, this is going to be the one for you, particularly opener between two of the preeminent girls basketball programs in the state of Oklahoma, and they're going to square off tonight, and we're going to have it for you. But first, we had a chance to sit down. I had a chance to sit down and talk with Coach Brady Hamer of the Sealing Lady Cats about this season, about a little bit of the tradition of this team and what you can expect tonight against the Lady Raiders. So we're going to take a break, come right back, and we'll have that interview for you. It's Coach Brady Hamer of the Sealing Lady Cats coming up after this. It's Sealing, it's Lomega, ready to square off on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. To 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
We are here with head coach Brady Hamer, head coach of the Sealing Lady Cats in his 20th season, 17-3 already, third ranked team in Class A. Got him rolling again. How are you today, coach?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to stay warm.
That's right. So is everybody. Thawing out. We mentioned another good squad, another state caliber squad. All your starters are back. Your two Oklahoma and All-State players come back. Bracey Nyberg, Kenley Gore, who are only sophomores. And you're rolling again. But from your perspective, from a coach's perspective, what's going well for you guys right now?
Well, one thing we got going is we got lots of depth. And so we're able to kind of put a lot of pressure on people and force people into turnovers to get the game sped up. And it's kind of what fits our girls right now.
Now, heading into the postseason, from the outside looking in, it seems to be not a lot that's not working. But what would you like to see in the next couple games here before you get to postseason play, kind of clean up before you move into the games when they really matter?
Yeah, you know, we've been working pretty hard here lately, just talking about finishing shots. We haven't shot a great percentage from the field, and a lot of it has to do with the opponents we're playing. We're playing really good people right now, and so they're changing a lot of that. So we've got to work on finishing shots we get and the shots that we want to take. So we're definitely working on that. So that's something that we need to be toned in on right now.
Now, it seems sometimes, even though they're only sophomores, that they're it almost seems like they're a veteran group sometimes. Do they seem more poised and focused to you this year than they were a year ago?
Oh, definitely. You know, a year older, a year more experienced. So we've got some kids that have played a lot of basketball right now, and they played a lot of basketball together. So from that standpoint, yeah, even though we're pretty young overall, we're a pretty experienced group.
Is there times when they still make sophomore mistakes? Is there a lot of that going on, or is that mostly been lessened?
No, you know, there are some, don't get me wrong, that we can still say are from being young. But for the most part, like I said, they've learned through, like I said, playing all last year and then through the summers, and they played against high-quality teams. You know, they faced a lot of older girls and experienced teams. So they've been through quite a bit. So I think it's like I said, there's always going to be some of those things that they make some mistakes here or there, but I think for the most part we're learning and they've gained so much experience just from playing the full year last year and then basically a full year this year.
And speaking of quality teams, we spoke with Coach Hardaway from Cashin about this at the beginning of the week. You guys also played in that tournament of champions at the beginning of the year. You lost two of the three, but one was by a point to Howell, and then you played 6A Bixby, but you beat Tahlequah. Even though you went 1-for-3, how did that experience help the squad kind of grow early in the season? What lessons did they learn from that tournament of champions?
Oh, definitely learned a lot. You know, you face teams that got bigger, stronger kids that you just don't face at our level, and so you learn a lot of how to get your shot off and learn a lot of how to, you know, got to block out at all times, or you're not going to outsize those teams. And so those things from that, we've come a long, long way from those three games over there that we learned a lot about ourselves and what we got to do if we're going to have a chance to compete for state championship.
Yeah, we're here with Coach Brady Hamer of the Sealing Lady Cats, and we brought him up a little bit earlier, but Bracey Nyberg, Kenley Gore, both really seem to up their game. Bracey's averaging about 4 more points a game this year. She's even shooting a better percentage from deep, and Kenley's almost doubled her assists. What are the ceiling for the two of them? No pun intended. How good can these two be?
Oh, they're as good as we've had. You know, they just know the game so well. They're smart. They see the floor, and they understand what type of shots they need to be taking and what type of shots they need to be creating for the teammates. They've just been doing it, like I said, for so long.
Mm-hmm.
They've just been through so many big games and games against good people. And so they just they understand the game and they know what they got to do to make their team better.
Now you got Lomega coming in, defending Class B state champs, fresh off about a 56-game win streak that got snapped this year. But they can really get after it defensively. They, too, like to speed people up. So what are you expecting from Coach Llewellyn's Raiders? There enough lights in the scoreboard for this one?
Oh, I think it's definitely going to be an up-and-down game. You know, they play a very similar style to us, especially offensively. Defensively, it's a little bit different, but they're still trying to speed people up. And so, yeah, I expect it to be an up-and-down game, a fast game, and ought to be a fun game to watch, I think, from the standpoint of just a fan that wasn't a fan for either side. They ought to have a lot of fun watching it.
What are the keys to slowing them down? I mean, sometimes when you play at a high speed, it's hard to get another team to get uncomfortable a little bit, or sometimes maybe pressure bothers teams that tend to pressure the ball. What do you think the keys will be to kind of making Lomega not do what they want to do?
Yeah, we definitely have to pressure them. Their guards are so good. They got, you know, four guards out there that can really shoot the three. And when they get rolling, we're able to stand and shoot. They're definitely a tough, tough team to beat. And then you throw in their big post girl, and the post girl, if they're able to catch deep with her, you just can't hardly stop her. So I definitely think we've got to pressure them to the point that they can't stand still and shoot, and then also pressure them enough it makes it tough to get the passes inside to the big girl and make sure that we got her at least pushed away from goal far enough we can defend her. So it's definitely going to be a defensive key, is that we pressure their guards and don't let them get comfortable in what they do.
Now, finally, you have a Tegan Hamer on this roster. Is that your daughter?
Yes. Yep.
Now, what's that been like? Has that been fun for you so far? Has it been difficult? Is she sick of you? How's it going?
Oh, I think a little bit of both sometimes. No, it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, she's fitting good with the other girls, and along with her and our other freshmen, Kirsten Brick, they have they've really enjoyed them. But, you know, this group's been playing together since they were a little bitty, second, third grade, you know, so they all get along great. And so, yeah, it's been fun, and it's been a fun ride so far.
Yeah, it has. It's really working for you, for the whole community of Sealing, another year, another state contender. So congratulations, Coach Hamer. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us. Congrats on another great squad, and good luck to you the rest of the way.
Well, thank you, and thank you so much for covering us. We really appreciate that.
Did you know that you can pre-qualify online for a home loan with Bank 7 at mortgage.bank7.com? Bank 7 offers a wide range of mortgages suited for all types of borrowers, including USDA rural, VA, and FHA loans, which are great for first-time home buyers. Pre-qualify online at mortgage.bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a mortgage specialist in Woodward today.
Flexible terms available subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. NMLS 677-297.
Right now, the forgotten poor are waiting for healing and care, for life-saving medical care, for a chance to live with dignity and hope. They are waiting for Mercy Ships and you. Mercy Ships is the largest floating civilian hospital in the world, with volunteer medical staff and crew who donate their time to save lives. And now, as our newest state-of-the-art hospital ship sets sail, Mercy Ships will double our ability to reach children and adults who need us now.
Without the work of Mercy Ships, these patients don't have another option.
Mercy Ships is answering the call to serve suffering people who have nowhere else to turn. Together, we are going to some of the world's most desperate places and bringing a wave of hope and healing to those who need it most.
Thank you!
Thank you!
To learn more about this wave of hope, go to mercyships.org today.
She was 27 years old. She took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything. Because she had easy access to a gun, I've been robbed of that relationship.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Welcome back here in Sealing. Getting ready to tip it off. Omega and Sealing, and one that a lot of people are anticipating. Going to be a state tournament-like atmosphere probably in this one. Already filling up. Part of that reason it is a Saturday. And everybody coming off a long weekend and getting into some good basketball. And we mentioned the tradition. The Omega Lady Raiders, the visiting team, coming in 17-4, but 14 state titles. That's the most by any girls team. Bing had 11. Woodward had 9. It's actually 15 if you count one they won with just Omega one back in 1955. But 14 is the official number. 34 state appearances, and they're killing people once again. 67 points a game, 41.2 against. It's 26.2 margin of victory. But Coach Llewellyn, Coach Llewellyn, the head coach there at Omega, wanted to make sure this squad was battle-tested. They lost a lot last year. Two All-Staters, Emma Duffy, Addie Wilson moving on. Both of them playing at the next level. Addie's down at Southwestern right now. But those two losses, they have not missed a beat. They've been able to cycle in teams because this is a machine. We mentioned that 56-game win streak. Well, they've won a lot of games here, and a lot of those won by Coach Llewellyn. 471 wins. He's the 13th active highest girls basketball head coach in win total. That happened after a couple of guys have stepped down. Brad Thrash retired. Benny Burnett at Prague retired. Jeff Zinn is now an assistant at Oral Roberts. And Kurt Knox passed away from Harris. So those four names, both of these guys, both Coach Hamer and Coach Llewellyn, are really border on that top 10 list for active head coaches in the state of Oklahoma. They win a lot of basketball games at a large clip. And that's going to be in display tonight because they both will play a little similarly in that they're both going to get after it. You heard Coach Hamer talk about the amount of pressure you're going to see and the full court pressure and the depth of these teams. And they are just going to shuffle in bodies, and they got people that can shoot it, that can play. There are a lot of all-state candidates going to be on the floor tonight. We mentioned the Sealing Lady Cats at the top, 17-3. They come in here. But more importantly, they've won 13 of 14. They're really rolling right now. 74.4 points a game, only 34 against. They're beating people by 30 points a game. And Coach Hamer, he's won 436 games. He's right behind Coach Llewellyn on that all-time list, or on that active list and the all-time list. They're both in the top 100 of all-time wins. Four state titles in a row before last year. No other girls' team has more than three. Only Sealing. They did it four times in a row, and they are looking to start that rolling again this year. Meanwhile, Omega's won back-to-back. They're looking to pick up their third. This is going to be a fantastic basketball game, and it's going to be a fast game, and it's going to be a fun game. So buckle up, everybody. Omega and Sealing coming your way. And don't forget the boys' game after this. Not too shabby as well. We got Omega, who was a state quarterfinalist a year ago, and a 12th-ranked Sealing boys' team. So they're both going to be good. But first, we're going to start you out with the national anthem here from the Ward Center. Here's your national anthem from Sealing. The national anthem from Sealing. It's actually homecoming here. They got snowed out yesterday, so they crowned the homecoming king, Juan Ruiz, homecoming queen, Shelby Seaborn, before this. So congratulations to those two people. They were also playing basketball, which is nothing new here in Sealing, but they are both going to be playing tonight. So you might get a chance to look at your homecoming king and queen tonight as well. But starts with the girls, the Omega Lady Raiders in the blue, in the black with the blue numbers, blue trim, and the black jerseys for Omega, and they're going to start the same five that we saw a lot last year in that state tournament. Sophomore Abby Swart, Hensley Eaton, the senior, she was 2 years ago state tournament MVP. Shelby Russell, the senior, number 12. Darcy Roberts, the junior, number 20, last year's state tournament MVP in Class B. Omega, one of the only schools I can name, or probably maybe the only, that boasts two state tournament MVPs starting on the same squad. Sydney Walker, the junior, is the other starter, number 31. She provides the size and the rebounding for this Omega. She's kind of the cog that makes it all work down there. They're a really good battle-tested squad, been up against some of the best. They played Tuttle this year. For the Sealing Lady Cats, number 11, Emily Shook, the senior. Number 12, Bracey Nyberg, the sophomore. Number 21, Madison Claver, the senior. She was on the homecoming court as well as Emily Shook earlier today. Kenley Gore, the sophomore. Number 22, Ariana Whetstone, the sophomore. Number 33. It's a good young Sealing team. A lot of sophomores, a lot of freshmen play. They're going to be in the white jerseys and the black numbers with the gold trim down the side. Here we go. We mentioned the two state tournament MVPs, Darcy Roberts, Hensley Eaton, are both averaging both averaged about 20 points a game in those two state tournament runs the last couple years. Bracey Nyberg, we mentioned her from Sealing, 18.7 points per game. She's one of the best in the state. She can light it up. While you were stuck in the cold over the weekend, she was in the gym shooting. We saw video of it. She never stops. This is going to be a good one. So here we go. Sydney Walker going to tip it up against Ariana Whetstone. From the Ward Center, it's Sealing and Omega, and the tip batted around, goes right to the Lady Cats, right away down the right side, stripped on an out of bounds as attacking the rim there was Bracey Nyberg, and she gets it knocked out of her hands, but it's going to stay with the Lady Cats, going left to right as we're looking at it. They inbound it, swinging around to the perimeter, and now they're looking to flash in the high post. Whetstone kicks it back outside for a three. It's going to bounce high for Gore, go over the top of the backboard and out of bounds, so a shot, one shot, one miss. For Gore, the sophomore, averages 12.9 a game, but four rebounds a game, 5.3 assists as the pressure on here for Sealing, and 3.6 steals. She lights up the stat sheet. Bounce pass, press broken down to the left block. Going to be bounced back out for a wing three outside, and that's going to be missed by Lomega, and Gore on the rebound gets tied up. They're going to say jump ball. Possession arrow goes back to the Lady Raiders. So quick action back and forth as we get started here. Both teams trading some quick shots. Quick possessions. Now out to the wing. That's Roberts down to the post. Kick it back out to the corner. That's going to be a corner three from the left side, and it goes down for Hensley Eaton, who starts it out with three. It's 3-0 Lomega here early. Now a drive, bounce back down to the block by Shook. She was looking for, she went from block to block looking for her teammate Whetstone, but it goes out of bounds, poked away again by Lomega. Gets back quickly on defense. Gorgon inbound it into the corner. Shook thought about a three in the far side, said no to the wing. Brought Nyberg open. She's going to bounce that high and rebound underneath the hoop by Gore. She's going to dribble out of trouble and reset it back to the top of the key. Claver looking for space. Back out to the corner to Shook. She's double teamed now by two Raiders. She gets it off to Claver, mid post. Back outside, three. Gore, wing, and it drops. 3-3. We're tied up here with 6:58 to go in the first quarter. Quickly press on for Sealing. Quickly broken. Eaton driving kick outside. They get it to the wing. Nice ball movement by Lomega. Swartz open on the wing for three. That's going to rim out. And a rebound under the hoop by Nyberg. Looking to run. Oh, that's Claver. Sorry. She's looking to run. She goes with the left hand, takes it all the way to the rack on the left side and scores. And that is Nyberg. I apologize. She gets two. Looking to run. They're so quick. We can't get their names down just yet. Now there can be a miss off the bunny in the paint. And that's going to be a foul on the rebound. That'll be our first foul of the basketball game. It's going to be a shove in the back on Lomega. And looks like we're going to get a timeout here already as Coach Hamer doesn't like it. So about 6:30 to go in the first quarter. 5-3, Sealing leads Lomega. We'll be back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Back here at the Ward Center, 5-3 here early. One timeout already burnt by the Sealing Lady Cats. So Coach Hamer didn't like how this one started. And it was going to be inbounded as that 2-2-1 press by Lomega. They've run it for a long time now, and they're good at it. Quickly broken there by Sealing. Nyberg's got it on the wing. She drives in, finds a little room, kicks it back outside to Claver. She swings it over to the far corner. Drive by Gore into the paint. Back to Nyberg. She's open on the wing. 4-3, and she hit it. And you can't leave her that wide open. She's got five already. 8-3, good ball movement by Lady Cats. Stolen away quickly, goes over to Gore. She shoots a three, and they're going to get a foul or whistle underneath the hoop. Oh, they're going to say bounced off the top of the backboard. So three no good, going to go out of bounds. And back to Lomega, who dodges a bullet after a quick turnover. 8-3 Sealing. And Lomega had some trouble against Luther with this press, and that's what Sealing's trying to do. And quickly they throw it over to Swart. Goes over her head and stolen away by Whetstone, and the defense by Sealing forces another turnover. 8-3 Lady Cats, 5:48 to go in this first quarter. Shook, drives to Gore, almost stolen away, and the ball's on the ground. They go on the ground for it, and that's going to be a foul called, I believe, on Sealing. And it is. It'll be their first team foul. It'll be the first foul on Kenley Gore. Both teams now play with one. Inbounded now by Lomega, and quickly into the press comes Sealing. Roberts with it. She's double teamed. She's got to get rid of it. She finally gives it up to Eaton. She's double-teamed, she throws the ball, goes right to hands, right back at her, and she grabs it and crosses the timeline. Lucky break there for Hensley Eaton. Throws it across the court, almost overthrows everybody. They get it out to Darcy Roberts. Ball saved by Shelby Russell there. Roberts in the paint. She loses the basketball, loses her footing, and it goes right to Bracey Nyberg. Another turnover for Lomega. Drive inside, Eurostep Nyberg. It goes up, block and rebound by Lomega. Say all ball on that one, and then it's stolen right back. Nyberg with it. She goes left hand off the glass and good and in. And she's got seven already, and it is 10-3 with 5:04 to go in the first quarter. Pressure really bothering the Lady Raiders right here. Eaton down the post. She gets it underneath. Nobody down blocking. A miss by Walker and a rebound and a putback underneath the hoop by Shelby Russell for two. Press quickly broken there all the way back down. And it looks like Kirsten Briggs, a freshman, now in the game for Sealing, coming in off that break. In the far corner, Izzy Hammonds coming in as well. So Briggs, Hammonds out there with Gore, with Nyberg, and with Tegan Hamer, coach's daughter. So three young substitutions here for the Sealing Lady Cats. 4:25 to go, 10-5 the score off that two there by Russell. And now Hamer gets it into the mid post to Gore. Back out to Hamer. She's going to lock one up for three. That's going to rim out, and there's a push in the back on the board underneath the hoop It'll be the second team foul on a ceiling, and I believe they're going to get Briggs for that one, and they did. Kirsten Briggs picks up her first, her team second, and quickly into the press. And it's a man press by Ceiling, but it's a lot of switches, a lot of traps. There they go. They go for the trap. They don't get it. They get it over to Eaton. She drives in mid-post, tries to shoot a floater off the glass and got it to go. Big bucket there for Hensley Eaton, who's got five. It's now 10-7. They've cut it to three, had the Lady Raiders. And that poked away. Oh, went right back, though, to Hamer, who saved it. Quickly ahead to Nyberg, to Gore. Right back to Briggs, looking for space. Now over to the far wing. Skip pass to Nyberg to the near wing. A couple dribbles. Flamega dropping back into what is a 2-3 zone after that 1-2-2. Drowned out of the post on the left side, and that one's fouled on the up under in. They found underneath the hoop was Izzy Hammonds. And she's going to get fouled trying to take it up 4-2, and that foul looks like it's going to be tagged to Sydney Walker, her second, or her first, team second, rather. And that's going to put Hammonds at the free throw line, who hits the first one. And more substitutions coming in as Hammonds going to stay in there. Hamer and Briggs are going to come out. They're going to bring back in a couple starters, Claver and Whetstone. Second foul shot goes down. Hit them both. Did Hammonds, who's got two. And Coach Hamer high-fiving them as they come off the floor. Some good minutes there by the youngsters as now the starters are fully back in. Shook comes back in after that made free throw. Starters back in for the Lady Cats. 12-7 the score. Ceiling in front of Omega and a steal. Losing the basketball, taking it over the timeline was Hallie Barton, who's in there now for Omega. Now one bounce pass mid-post down into the post to Whetstone. She's blocked out, nowhere to go. So they swing it back out to the wing to Nyberg for three. That's going to bounce long underneath Whetstone. The rebound and up and in. Off the backside rebound. Nice shot. Stolen away quickly by Nyberg, who takes it right back up and scores two more. And the buckets are coming quick for Ceiling. Just like that, when Omega cut it, it's now 14-7 all of a sudden. And the press broken. Down bottom. Walker, right block. Whetstone on her, and she picks up the foul. And finally, Omega, when they can break it, they're finding some open spots on the other side, but they're having a hard time breaking the press. That will be the second, or the first foul, I'm sorry, first foul, rather, on Whetstone. And the free throw drops for Sydney Walker, who's on the board with one. It's now 16-8, 2:52 to go in the first quarter of a very fast game. And Walker's second one rims out, and a rebound by Whetstone. She gives it up to Gore. And Walker now out there on the floor. We mentioned some other players out there, and Hallie Barton. Claver has it on the wing. She's also Hensley Eaton out there right now. Number 15, Chloe Meyer on the floor at the bottom of that 2-3 zone. And number 20, Darcy Roberts is still out there. So it's Roberts, it's Walker, it's Meyer, it's Eaton, and it is Hallie Barton for Omega. Now down the baseline, flash inside and hacked and hitting the ground hard is Nyberg. They're going to say clean block and out of bounds. A lot of contact, no call. They're letting them play a little bit here. Only been three fouls for Ceiling, two for Omega. Inbounded by Ceiling. Nyberg, long 12-footer, and she airballed it, but went right over to Gore, who was running in from the baseline after she threw the ball in and got the rebound. I don't even think she was expecting it. It missed everything, which is rare for Bracey. Now Gore from the wing, downside. Quick shot. No one stopped Whetstone. She missed it. She was too open, and a foul on the rebound. Looks like Shook under the hoop on the backside. She's going to pick up her first foul, and Ceiling's fourth. And that time looked like Ariana turned around baseline. No one came and stopped her. She's about 6 feet from the hoop, and she was too open almost. Looked like she couldn't believe it. She missed everything there. Press quickly broken to Walker. Far side of the floor by Omega. Almost stolen away again by Nyberg, who's already got three steals tonight. Trying to get another one. And we mentioned this team struggle. Luther's a 3A team, but Omega really struggled with Luther's press. And that time, stepping out of bounds, they're going to call foul and say Shook pushed her out of bounds. And that is a big foul because that's going to be Emily Shook's second with 1:55 to go here in the first quarter. Now to post to Roberts. She spins, trying to look for space. Bounce pass. Great pass underneath the Walker. And she can call for a travel. And tough break by Roberts, who threaded the needle to get it in there to her. And a turnover, another turnover by Omega as Claver, Whetstone, Shook all coming out. And they're going to bring right back in Briggs, Hamer, Hammonds. That 2-2-1 press for Lady Raiders on. Quickly broken to Gore. They cross the timeline. Bounce pass. Great pass by Gore to the left side. Trying to regather and put it up as Hammonds. It's blocked. And a rebound by Lomega. Good defense by Walker. He's playing a great game right now. Quickly. Full court pass down. Left side and found Eaton. Threading the needle from three-quarter court. And Eaton for two more. Makes it 16-10. Lady Raiders hanging around. 1:23 left in the first quarter. Top of the key, Nyberg. She almost lost the basketball. Crowd wanted to travel. Not going to get it. Kenley Gore, corner three, and she hit it. And just when Lomega was starting to climb back in it, Gore hits three more. That one almost stolen away. Finally, Roberts gets it forward. Quickly ahead, right side to Walker once again, and another assist down to Walker on the block. And she's got two more. Right side. Won't go again for Hammonds. Rebound, though, up underneath, and that's for Briggs. And rebound by Nyberg comes flying in for the board, running the floor, and she's going to pick up a foul. And that foul will be on Meyer, her first. Be the fourth for the Lady Raiders, but it's going to put Bracey Nyberg at the free throw line to try to shoot a couple. And the first one, drop it down, makes it 20-12. And Bracey's got 10. Swart's going to come back in now for Hallie Barton for the Lady Raiders. Second free throw for Nyberg. Bounces long, but a rebound by Darcy Roberts. 54 seconds to shoot for Lomega. No one there to help her. She's double-teamed, and Swart finally comes gets it. Good heads-up play by Swart, who picks up her dribble, and we're going to get a timeout. Coach Wallen thought he was going to lose the possession. We'll take it with him. 47 seconds left here in this quarter. 20-12 the score. Seedling leads Lomega. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Back here, Dewey County. Ceiling leads Lomega 20-12. 44 seconds left in the first quarter, and a fast-paced first quarter right now. The Lady Cats already putting 20 up on Lomega. And Lomega not too shabby either. 39 seconds left. Down the block. Walker turns, shoots, and scores. And Sydney Walker having herself a night down there low. Quickly back the other way to Briggs. She's got it 1-on-4. Takes it left hand off the glass. Tough move by Briggs with the answer. And answering baskets every time Lomega gets a little momentum. Ceiling with a big bucket. 20 seconds left here in the quarter. Drive by Swart. Little mid-poster won't fall. And it's going to be poked out of bounds by Walker and go back to the Ceiling Lady Cats. Good defense that time as both these squads are very well conditioned, used to running up and down the floor. Al Gore and Nyberg in that backcourt. A couple honorable mention. Nyberg was first team All-State. Honorable mention for Gore, who misses that one long. A wing three and a rebound underneath the hoop by Meyer. Picks it up and hands it back off to Roberts. Roberts, and that's going to do it. They're not going to get a shot off at the end of the quarter. 22-14 after one. Ceiling Lady Cats lead the Lomega Lady Raiders. Back after this with Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
Did you know that you can pre-qualify online for a home loan with Bank 7 at mortgage.bank7.com? Bank 7 offers a wide range of mortgages suited for all types of borrowers, including USDA rural, VA, and FHA loans, which are great for first-time home buyers. Pre-qualify online at mortgage.bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a mortgage specialist in Woodward today.
Flexible terms available, subject to credit approval, equal housing lender, and MLS 677-297.
It just isn't the same without the lion. Join the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance today. Visit sdzwa.org.
Welcome back here to the Ward Center. Home team leads the visiting Lomega Lady Raiders. 22-14, Lady Cats in front. They're starting with the basketball for this quarter, and it's going to start out with Kenley Gore at the top of the key. Trying to get into the high post to Whetstone, who flips it back out to Nyberg. That good defense there by Lomega. Staying in front of everybody. Bounce pass wing. Nyberg 4-3. High arcing shot. Going to bounce high. Fight for the board. And Swart comes away with it and looking to run. Quickly gets it across before any press can get set up. Tries to take it inside. Bounce pass. Great pass downside to Walker. Kicks it back out. 4-3 from the top of the key. That one's not going to drop for Roberts. And a rebound by Bracey Nyberg. Cross court pass stolen away by Roberts. Stolen right back. It's a 1-on-3. She's got everybody beat down. Scoops it up and misses the lay-in. Shook fights for the rebound underneath. Roberts trying to get her own board. Everybody's on the ground. And that's going to be called, it looks to be a jump ball. Possession arrow going back to Lomega. So Roberts, after the missed free throw, dives back into that scrum to save the possession. Top of the key to her. She's going to try a three from out there. A little bit further. It's going to come up short. Bounce right back to Nyberg, who's boxing out. And they're going to call foul on the rebound. Looks like Swart's going to get tagged with a cheapie there. Her second. And that will be the team's fifth. 7-11 to go in the half. 22-14, Sealing leads. They've got the basketball. Wing, Nyberg, three. Hand in her face. That one rolls out. And her shot's a little off tonight. That's going to be rebounded by Chloe Meyer. She still has 10, by the way, despite her shot being off. That's stolen away again by Whetstone, playing free safety in the middle of the floor. They bounce it back to Nyberg. This time she steps inside for three, takes it to the rack. That won't go. Fight for the rebound. Whetstone comes away with it, back up and in. Ariana's got four, and it's 24-14, 10-point lead, and press on quickly, and a jump ball. Kenley Gore with the quick hands, and they get in that press so quick. And that this time the possession arrow is going to Sealing. They're going to line up in four corners. Flash outside of the perimeter. Gore bounces inside mid-post. Nyberg, little floater inside and gets it to drop. She was wide open that time, and she's got 12 already. Here comes that press again by the Lady Cats. Rifled pass down to Meyer right on the right side. She flips it down to Walker on the right block. Started by Whetstone. Got her on her back. Flips it out top of the key to Roberts. And now she swings it over to the corner. Swart thought about a three. Drives baseline. Cut off. Spins inside. Flips it up off the glass. Won't go. Altered by Whetstone in the paint. Nice job rotating on D. 26-14 Sealing. Gore. Nobody stopped Kenley Gore. She's going to take it all the way up to the hoop. And that's got to be frustrating for Coach Llewellyn. Nobody stopped Kenley Gore. An easy two. She's got eight. Meyer. Shot fake. She drives inside. Cut off. Back out. Hensley Eaton looking for room, crosses over, got a little space inside, floater off the glass, won't drop for her, and another rebound by Whetstone, who's racking them up in this game. Quickly ahead to Nyberg, and overthrown, and Claver had her for a layup, and just threw it a little too hard, and now the youngsters coming back in with the freshman, Hamer, Briggs, and Izzy Hammonds, a sophomore, all coming in for Sealing, and they're going to stay out there with Nyberg and Gore, who will play most of the game, unless it's a blowout, 28-14, already it's 14 point lead. Eaton goes around everybody, changes direction, puts it in the corner. Now back out to the wing to Swart. Now back to the corner. Eaton inside, post, Walker, couple moves, little right hand hook shot, and that's going to drop for Sydney Walker. Been fantastic for Lomega. She's keeping them close, keeping them in this thing. 28-16. She's got 7 points. 5:23 to go here in the half. Gore kicks it outside for a three from Briggs. She tries to follow a shot, but rebound on the box out by Shelby Russell. Russell then takes it over the timeline. They quickly, tipped and goes right into the hands of Nyberg again. Another steal by the Lady Cats. Nyberg, crossover, and they're going to call a hand check foul. Russell trying to stay in front of her. And that will be the sixth team foul for Lomega. And that's going to be Shelby's first. So not shooting free throws just yet. Both teams should be their sixth foul. I'm listed at five right now, but I have them at six. 5:04. To go here in the half. Corner to Gore. Gore, mid-post, down inside. Flip back out to the near corner, and they swing it to the wing for Hamer. Far side, Nyberg. 2-3 zone on by Lomega. Nyberg drive back out to Gore. She crosses over, gets into the paint, finds a little room, back outside, open three from the wing. That's going to come up short. Bounces right back to Gore. Gets the rebound and flips it back to Nyberg, and another rebound for Kenley Gore. Does all the little things out there. Hand in her face from the wing, goes long. Fight for the board underneath, ripped down by Hammonds. Back outside, Hamer, three, another three. That's no good, and another rebound by Gore. That one tipped as she gets it out to Nyberg. Nyberg drives left side and drops it in. They get enough cracks at it, and they finally put it in the bucket. 14 already for Bracey. 30-16. The score, Sealing in front. Cross court pass stolen away again. This time coming away with it is Hammonds. And another steal And the pressure from Sealing really bothering Lomega here. Now in the corner, three for Nyberg, and they left her wide open, and she's got 17 in the first half with 4:02 to go. Roberts gets all the way down to the paint. Bounce passes the right side to Walker. Back to Roberts. She's going to shoot a floater. Hand in her face. Would have been an and one, but its shot didn't fall for her. Almost went down. She's going to go to the free throw line and earn it the hard way, and I believe that will be Nyberg's first. And it is sixth now. So they do have five listed for Lomega, six for Sealing. So one more, and Lomega being the 1-1. And that one hits every part of the rim and goes out. It bounced four times before it came out of there. Tough break for Darcy Roberts, who's yet to score in this basketball game, which is strange. And now she's on the board with one. 33-17. 3:49 to go in the half. Now they drop it down into the paint. To Hammonds. She gets it poked away by Walker, but gets it back and flips it back out to Nyberg. She's looking to attack. Drives, kicks it outside. Into the paint's Briggs. She's going to shoot a little floater. That's not going to drop. And a box out and a rebound by Roberts. And she can get fouled for her trouble. And that's going to be a 1-1. Nice job boxing out there by Roberts. That will be the seventh team foul. And I believe they're going to tag Izzy Hammonds with that, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it is. It'll be her first. And a 1-1 upcoming for Darcy Roberts. Her team trailing 33-17. And 3:34 left. These are big the rest of the way. She hits that one. She's now got two. Second free throw upcoming. And she knocks them both down. And now we're going to get substitution here. Swart is going to come in here for Shelby Russell for Lomega. 3:34 to go in the half. 33-19. It's a 14-point lead for Sealing. They've got the basketball, and their starters at the table ready to come back in, the three that aren't out there. Gore, ball fake, into the post, back outside. Nowhere to go for Briggs. She kicks it back to Hamer. Wing, Nyberg, 4-3 again. That's going to go long, but bounce right to Gore with another rebound and a reverse off the top of the backboard. Crowd said it should have been out of bounds. It probably should have been, but they're going to say no. And a rebound by Lomega, but stolen away by Gore. Oh, and she had underneath the hoop. Looked like she was going to have Briggs, and she just threw it to the outside and out of bounds, or it would have been an easy two. And now we're going to have Claver, Shook, and Whetstone back in the game. And Briggs and Hammonds and Hamer sit down, as Coach Hamer loves that substitution, those three for those three. Gore and Nyberg have played the entire time, and now we're going to get a traveling call on Lomega, as Hallie Barton had Nyberg draped all over, shuffled her feet, and another turnover for the Lady Raiders. 33-19, the score. Sealing leads Lomega, 3:01 to go here in this quarter. Nyberg surveys the floor, lofts it into the high post to Whetstone. Touch pass outside to Gore. Gore, drive outside, kick to Nyberg, top of the key, three, and that one goes down. You give her enough cracks at it, she's got 20 in the first half of this game. 36-19, 2:44 to go. Give and go down inside. They were looking for Roberts, tried to get it out to Walker. It was kicked out of bounds. Stays with the Lady Raiders. Hensley Eaton's going to inbound it. Right idea there, just a little too low with that pass. Now looking for an inbounder. Flashing inside, right off the glass and in. A nice job moving without the basketball by Roberts, who gets two more. 36-21. Sealing with the ball and the lead. Ball fake, drive upside and hit him on the wrist was Nyberg. She got around everybody, tried to do a little scoop shot and picked up the foul. She's going to go to the free throw line. That foul will be tagged to Darcy Roberts, and that is her first. 16 foul for the Lady Raiders, but two free throws coming here for Bracey Nyberg, who hits the first one. As we mentioned, the video of her, while everybody else was frozen and indoors, she was in this gym getting a bucket shots. And she is quite the talent. There's second one drops. She's got 22. Basketball coach's daughter, Coach Brandon Nyberg. Back outside, 4-3 for Swart. That's big if it goes, but it's not going to go. Walker skies for the rebound, hits the deck with it, and they're going to call her on it for a travel. And a tough break for Walker, who was just getting physical down there trying to grab the rebound. 38-21, 2:15 to go in the half. Been all Sealing Lady Cats. They've led from the jump, except for the first three from Lomega. The very first shot of the game, or the very first bucket of the game. Now they give it over to Nyberg. She picks it up. Corner to Shook. Emily Shook drops a baseline. They tried to throw the extra pass. It's poked away and a steal by Lomega. Drive, bounce pass. Hensley Eaton left side. Didn't have numbers. Pulls it back to Swart for a wing three. And that drops for her. And Abby Swart's got three. And she can really shoot it, and she gets on fire. That one, they try a full-court pass. It finally sneaks through. It's tipped around, goes to Whetstone, and saved by Emily Shook. But a steal by Nyberg tried to pass it to the wing. It was stolen by Lomega. They get it back. Nice job, good hands there by Hallie Barton. And Hensley Eaton picks it up and gives it back to Barton. Barton driving, kick outside to Swart. She's got the hot hand. It's going to bounce long, and Walker fighting for the rebound. And Coach Hamer called a timeout before the travel. Shook skied for the board, and he called the 30. Crowd doesn't like it, but that is that you're allowed to do that. 38-24 the score, 1:18 left. We'll take a break and be right back. Sealing leads Lomega by 14. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
K101.
I'm like, what in the world?
We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K101.
Back at the Ward Center, Sealing 38, Lomega 24, after rebound. And crowd was, Coach Llewellyn was talking to officials about it, saying that she did not have possession in time to call that timeout. The referees disagreed and said all you got to do is have possession of the basketball in order to call that timeout. It was a quick one, but they got it in. And now mid-post, Emily Shook gets it back out, almost stolen away by Lomega. Claver faked a three, switches it out to Nyberg, who's somehow open again, and she banked it in, and when they're going in, they're all going in. She's got 25 with a minute left in the first half. She's on pace for 50. Lomega picks it up. Roberts, other side to Eaton. Eaton crosses the circle with the Wildcat on it, takes the top of the key, picks up her dribble into the post to Walker. This has been working. Right hand, gets the foul in the bucket by Walker, and Lady Raiders hanging tough. Walker going to go to the free throw line, and she's got 9 already. As Swart's going to come over and talk to Coach Llewellyn down here all the way on the other side. Sydney Walker's going to the free throw line. I'm trying to see. I think they're trying to see who they tagged that foul with. It looked like Whetstone. It's her second. The free throw and one opportunity drops. Sydney Walker's got 10. And we spoke to Coach Hamer. That was a player that kind of worried him. She's one of the bigger players on the court. And she is a load to handle, especially on the blocks and rebounding for Whetstone. Jump pass by Whetstone into the paint to Claver, who's tied up underneath, and one pass, 2 minutes. Coach Hamer tried to get another timeout. I couldn't tell if he was doing that or just yelling at her to grab the rebound, but that's another turnover for Sealing. Goes back to Lomega, 32 seconds to shoot, 41-27, Lady Cats, full court pressure on. They cross the timeline. Eaton, corner, Meyer. She drives inside, forcing her way. Bounce pass back outside to Eaton. Bounce pass inside. Walker spins into traffic, gets the foul, almost got another and one. And Lomega's found something working for him here with 17 seconds to go in the half. Sydney Walker going to go to the free throw line. We're going to have a couple substitutions here for Lomega after this free throw's by Walker. She's going to shoot two. That foul's going to be charged to Claver, her first. And the first free throw missed by Walker. And Shelby Russell is going to come in with Hallie Barton. Hensley Eaton's going to take a seat down there. Second free throw for Walker doesn't go. Claver with the rebound. So two misses, two big misses. 14 to shoot for Sealing. Gore. Hounded, gives up the basketball. Gives it over to Nyberg. Back to Gore. 7 to shoot. She thought about it. She's just going to shoot it. No one came and got her, and she knocked it down. She looked left, she looked right, was wide open and hit it. And with a half-court heave, go, no. That's going to do it for the first half. Sealing Lady Cats well in front, 44-27 at halftime. We'll be back with stats and the second half right after this. It's Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Peace, y'all. This is Common, and I'm passionate about helping the Black community learn about lung cancer, a disease that disproportionately affects us, which is why I'm here with Stand Up to Cancer, to bring you the facts. Fact, in the United States, over 25,000 Black men and women are diagnosed with lung cancer each year. Fact, our community is more likely to develop advanced lung cancer than any other racial or ethnic group. Fact, lack of access to health care, lack of clear resources for help, and mistrust in the medical system are not helping us beat this. Fact, lung cancer continues to be the leading cause of cancer deaths among Black men and women. But there is a way for us to take back control of our health and change things. Learn all that you can about you or a loved one's diagnosis and treatment options. Get more information on lung cancer, screening, and clinical trials by visiting standuptocancer.org/lungcancer. Together, we can bring about real change. Because fact, change is possible, and it starts with you.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back here at Sealing. Halftime of the girls' game. 44-27. Lady Cats in front of the Omega Lady Raiders. And what a first half for Bracy Nyberg. 25 points already in just one half of basketball. That is really, even for her, that's 7 points above her season average already in one half. And just a fast-paced affair and a lot of steals on the pressure defense of Sealing, doing what it does to people. And right now, Scott Omega a little rattled here going into the half. Also, Kenley Gore's chipped in 11, but she's working on a double-double with rebounds, as she's already got 7 boards I have her at. And that number could go up later. She's a guard, so it's a very impressive number for somebody who mainly plays on the perimeter. But she's doing the little things for Sealing, is the other All-Stater there. Arieta Whetstone has 4. Izzy Hammonds has 2. Kirsten Briggs has 2 for the Sealing Lady Cats. And over on the other side for Omega, it's Sydney Walker, who's got 10, and she has been a load to handle down there. However, you can't trade 2s for 3s, and right now that's what Lomega's having to do. Darcy Roberts has 5, Hensley Eaton with 7, Shelby Russell with 2, Abby Swart with 3, and only the starters on the board so far for the Omega Lady Raiders, who trail this one after. We maybe talked a little bit about Bracy. Now, coming into this season as a sophomore alone, and you can look at the numbers. We mentioned the 3.6 steals per game she's averaged. She's already eclipsed that total tonight, by the way. She shoots at 80% from the free throw line, 35% from three. Those are fantastic numbers for anybody at any level. In fact, if you're going to look at best player in Class A, she's got to be in that conversation. She certainly was top 5 last year going All-State. But now we're looking at maybe her competition. Reese Berkey at Hydro comes to mind. Maggie Saki at Crowder averages about 19 a game. But these names, Katie Edelin maybe at Arapahoe Butler, but these names are all, I don't know if they shoot it at a high percentage as Bracy Nyberg does. She is a fantastic player, and the sky's the limit for her already. It's just a sophomore, and her teammate Kenley Gore also the same thing. She's going to be playing at the next level at some point. Her stat sheet alone, look at 5.3 assists, 3.6 steals, 4 rebounds a game, which she's already eclipsed. She shoots it 39.8% from 3. She didn't shoot as many as Bracy, but they'd go in at a high clip, 76% from free throw. I mean, these shooting numbers are incredible, and that's what we're seeing so far in the first half, as both of those girls who played the entire first half and never sat are just a menace out there. And for Omega, they're going to have to find some deep shooting here in this second half, as they're a little bit off from the three-point line. But right now, trailing by 17, going to have the three balls, going to have to fall for the Lady Raiders if they want to climb back in this one. So we'll take a break and be right back. At the half, it's Sealing 44, Omega 27. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Did you know that you can pre-qualify online for a home loan with Bank 7 at mortgage.bank7.com? Bank 7 offers a wide range of mortgages suited for all types of borrowers, including USDA rural, VA, and FHA loans, which are great for first-time home buyers. Pre-qualify online at mortgage.bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a mortgage specialist in Woodward today.
Flexible terms available, subject to credit approval, equal housing lender, and MLS 677-297.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back here in the Ward Center. Big first half of the Sioux Lady Cats. They lead Omega 44-27. In what it was, a statement first half. But here's the thing about playing Omega. They are never out of it. They are able to pick up steals, pick up pressure just as easy as Sealing is. And if they can start hitting some threes, and they're going to have to find where Bracey Nyberg is. She's gotten way too many open looks. And I understand Omega's in a zone, but they may have to figure out just what to do with Nyberg, because she is absolutely scorching the rims. And they've given her a lot of second chance opportunities as well, led to her having 25 points. So key in this half for Omega, hit your threes and make somebody else beat you, not named Nyberg, in this one. Because, oh boy, is she putting everybody on notice here leading into the postseason. Above these teams, of course, districts coming up. They're going to host their own districts. They will play. They do have a game on Tuesday. But at the end of the week, Omega is going to host the Agra Mulhall Orlando winner. And then they're going to have regionals in Coyle and areas in Stroud. Sealing is going to have the Ringwood Canton winner, as they get a bye at host, and they are going to, they also have to play number 15 Watonga on Tuesday, but then they're going to go to Garber for their regional, Enid for their area. So, and I would be shocked if they never made it that far. That would be one of the biggest upsets in state history. So, hopefully, things keep rolling here for both these squads. They both are good enough to win the whole thing. And right now, Sealing on a fire. They're going to get the ball to start this half. They're going right to left, getting those white jerseys, black numbers. Claver driving, kick outside to Shook. She drives and flips it over to Gore in the near corner. Right back to Shook, and she curls around for an open three. That's going to not drop, and tipped around, but goes right back to Claver, who puts it up and in. Tipped right to her on that backside, and Madison Claver's on the board with two. Stolen away again. Again, Nyberg, and she shoots it again, and again she scores. And it's hard to guard her if she's getting steals and defense leading to offense. And that's stolen again by Shook, thrown away. The pressure again, forcing a turnover. Right back to Nyberg, misses the bunny, and a rebound underneath by Roberts, who tries to get down before the press sets, and she does. Skips it, an unwise cross-court pass, stolen by Gore. Flips it back to Whetstone, stolen back by Walker, who shoots and scores. And Sydney Walker bailing out the Omega Lady Raiders with 12. And that time almost a turnover again. Nyberg with the crossover, trying to stay in front of her, Russell. They hand it back to Claver, getting that 2-3 zone for Omega. Gore looking for space, finds it inside, drive, flips it down inside. Great pass underneath the Whetstone, under the hoop for two. Another assist for Gore, and pressure back on. Quickly ahead to Roberts. One pass down to down inside the paint in the mid post to Walker. She gets ahead to Swarter, shoots a little floater in the inside and right about 6 feet away and drops it down for two more. 50-31 the score. 6:50 to go. Sealing with the lead. Quick three. Claver on the wing, and that barely touched the net. And she's got five coming out with a hot hand here, coming out of the break. It's now 53-31. And that one blocked away by Nyberg. Stolen away again by Nyberg, who hands it off to Claver. Right back to Bracey. She crosses over mid-post, back outside to the wing. Claver, drive, left hand. That one won't go too long. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up and in for two. And all of a sudden, Madison Claver coming out of the locker room with some fire. She's got seven. 6:18 to go in the third quarter. It's 55-31, all Sealing. Robert shows ball, kicks it back up. They reset. Russell has it in the near corner. Again, Omega going left to right here. The black with the white numbers, blue trim. Driving the paint again. Offhand shot there by Swart. That one won't go. It was right about where she made the last one. And now Gore with the basketball off the rebound. Corner, Claver, that she's got the hot hand. It's going to bounce long. It's going to go long. And I don't think Whetstone's going to track it down, and she won't. That goes out of bounds and goes right back to Lomega. 5:50 to go here in the third quarter. 55-31. Sealing's led pretty much from the beginning. Maybe the first basket was it. It was tied at three, and then it was all Sealing Lady Cats. Roberts picks up the dribble. We almost got trapped there in that dead man's corner at half court. They give it inside, and they drop it into Walker with the left hand. She forces her way up for two and picks up the foul. Smart play there by Walker, and they did a nice job trying to find her down there in that block. That will be Whetstone's third, I believe. It is, and Ariana, with 5:26 to go, picks up number three. She's having a hard time guarding Walker right now. Walker goes to the free throw line and hits the first one. Nothing but net. She's got 13. Now Whetstone's got to come out. That's going to bring in Isabella Hammonds. Coming in down in on playing the post. It's now going to be her task to try to stay in front of Walker, who missed the second one, and a rebound by Kenley Gore. 55-32, Sealing in front with the basketball. Gore, bounce pass to Shook. Nyberg faked the pass to the mid post, pulls it back and resets. Nice moving inside mid post. Claver, shot fake, picks up her dribble, kicks it back to Nyberg, hand in her face. Drive kick outside. Nowhere to go there for Shook. She hands it back off to Gore. Good defense here by the Lady Raiders. Closing out on the shooters this time. Claver, Gore, touch pass, left side. Hammonds for two. Great ball movement as she drops it in. And Izzy Hammonds has four. Press on quickly again. Versealing, 4:50 to go in the third quarter. This time broken. Getting it over to Barton. Barton probes, gets it into the post to Walker. On her back, she's got Hammond. She tries to turn, shoots, and scores. Sydney Walker with two more. It's got 15. A fantastic game for her so far. Her team trailing, though, 57-34. 4:32 to go in the quarter. Now they swing it around the perimeter to Kenley Gore. Over to Nyberg, hand in her face for three. That one's going to come up short, and a rebound by Walker. She's double-teamed, got to get rid of the basketball, and quickly throws it ahead to Roberts looking to run. She's got a three on two, but behind her is Nyberg, so she picks up the basketball, flips it out to the corner. Bounce pass underneath the Russells, poked away again by Sealing, and a steal. This time Claver coming away with it. One on three, no numbers, so she turns around, pulls it back, kicks it over to Shook, top of the key. They swing it around. Gore, three, wing. That one's going to bounce long, tipped around, fight for the rebound. Barton tries to grab it. Shook comes away with it, and she's fouled from behind. And I believe that's going to be Russell, who tags her on the arm, and that is Shelby's second. The team's first here, I believe. And it's going to be inbounded. Russell's going to go take a seat now. Inbounded by Sealing, not a shooting foul. It's going to be swung around. Now Sealing on the wing, flashing up Hammonds. Touch pass outside to Gore for a wing three. That bounces long. Rebound, Nyberg under the hoop. Takes it right back up and rolls it in. Another rebound, another point. Got 29, and then they go for the steal, poke it away, but stays here with Lomega. They are instantly into their defense the minute that bucket drops. They are given no quarter. Driving to Barton. Barton trying to cross the timeline. She's got Nyberg on her. Does a nice job taking the ball across over, just brings it up herself. The Bracey in front of her. Crosses over. Nice move there by Barton. She takes it. Oh, she's hit from behind. And Barton shook Nyberg out of her shoes, took her to the rack, and got fouled. And a hard foul there by Bracey Nyberg, and that will be her second. It's going to put Hallie Barton at the free throw line. She has yet to get on the scoreboards. 59-34, Sealing in front. Make it 59-35 as Barton knocks down that first one. 3:27 to go in the third quarter. Been all ceiling so far. Since the very, very beginning. Second free throw won't drop for Barton. Roll just rolls out on her. And rebound underneath by Hammonds. She gives it back to Gore. Gore now to Briggs is in the game. Oh, the Dyberg stolen away. That time she was looking for Gore. And went for the steal. And I think they might have tagged Kenley Gore trying to get the basketball back after the turnover. They did. It's her second. 13 foul for the Lady Cats. 3:18 to go in this quarter. Lomega with the basketball. 59-35. They trail. Eaton with it. She's got Nyberg on her. Into the post to Walker. They're looking for her. She turns. She shoots right hand and showing the touch. That time on Hammonds, and they cannot stop Sydney Walker right now. It makes it 59-37. Lady Raiders hanging around. Three from the wing. That's Hamer, and she nothing but net. And every time Lomega gets a little momentum, somebody from ceiling hits a three. 62-37 the score. Now they're looking for Walker in the post. That one stolen away by Hammonds. Did a nice job front Walker that time. Out to Gore. Gore drives. Left hand. Switches hands midair there. Almost. Puts it in for two more for Kenley Gore. It's kind of half was in the air there. Oh, Euro step by Barton, who looked off to the right, faked everybody out and dropped it in for two. And the answer for Lomega, 64-39. Now Nyberg's turn into the paint, off the glass and good. And now they're just trading layups back and forth. 31 already for Bracey Nyberg, and stolen away. This time it's by Hamer. Back to Nyberg. Shows ball into the paint. Euro step right hand and picks up the foul on Roberts. It seems like sometimes there are two Bracey Nybergs out there. That is a blocking foul on Darcy Roberts. It's her second. It is the team's second. And that puts Nyberg at the free throw line to shoot two with 2:11 to go in the quarter. And she hits the first one. And she doesn't miss many from here. 76% free throw shooter. She's got 32 tonight with 2:11 to go in the third quarter. Make it 33. And back in that press, quickly goes ceiling. Crossover by Roberts, trying to break it. High dribble, almost lost the basketball. Gets it quickly ahead to Barton. Barton attacking, kicks it back to Meyer. She's going to attack into the paint. Left hand, oh, off the back rim. Wouldn't fall for her. Right idea, shot wouldn't drop. And now Hamer bringing it up, slowing it down. Coach's daughter, put it to the wing to Nyberg. She steps back for three, step back three. That one's going to rim out, poked around, and a rebound by Walker. Now she's double teamed, hands it back off to Roberts. 1:41 to go in the quarter. 68-39, ceiling in front. Roberts now in the corner for Eaton. Eaton picks up her dribble. Somebody's got to help her. Roberts comes get it, almost stolen. She gives it back to Eaton. She drives baseline. Cross-court pass to Meyer in the wing for a three. That's going to go long. And a rebound on the backside by Briggs. 1:23 to go in the quarter. Briggs, no one's stopping her. She thought about shooting it from the elbow. She hands it back off to Gore, who gives it back to Hamer for a three from the top of the key. That's going to bounce out. Rebound under the hoop by Nyberg, who gets fouled on the putback. Had great position down there. Not sure who they're going to tag this with, as we're going to get some substitutions here for the Lady Cats with a minute 13 to go. That will be the second foul on Walker. It's going to put Bracey Nyberg at the free throw line. A chance to add to her enormous point total, and she does. She's got 34. Now, starters back in. Claver Shook, Whetstone in for Hamer, for Briggs, and for Hammonds. Second free throw, up and down. Hit them both. She's got 35, and I'm out of room on my score sheet. 70-39 with a minute 11 to go here in the third quarter. What has been a pasting so far by ceiling right now. Wing drive, almost stolen away. Eaton grabs it. Eaton looking for room. She's got Claver in front of her. Nice job by Madison staying in front of her. Almost, Russell almost lost the basketball. Instead, she drives, flips it inside to Walker. Right hand off the glass, and that bucket drops for Sydney Walker. 19 tonight so far for Sydney Walker. 45 seconds left to go in this third quarter. 70-41. Been all ceiling since about the first minute. Out to the wing. They swing it all the way out of the corner. Shook for a corner three. High arcing shot. That won't drop. Rebound Walker. 30 seconds to shoot for Lomega. Trailing now by 29. Eaton changes speeds. Slows down, speeds up, drops it into the high post to Walker. Kicks it back outside to Barton, who swings it around to the top to Roberts. Drive back to Russell. Wing, Eaton down to the post to Roberts. Spins one way, back the other way. Missed it. She was wide open underneath, but Walker gets the rebound. Put back up and good. And Sydney Walker is up over 20 points in this one. She's got 21. Drive by Gore. Ooh, nice stutter step inside, taking it right at everybody. She got everyone to slow down, and then she hit another gear and, like, took it up towards the rim. She picks up the foul. That foul will be charged to Russell, and it's Shelby Russell's third. And that's going to put Kenley Gore at the free throw line to shoot a couple. And the first one will not drop. She's a good free throw shooter, too, but that one, all arms. Those legs got to be getting tired. Kenley Gore and Bracey Nyberg have played every minute of this game. And second one drops with 1.6 seconds left. Lomega going to have to catch and heave, and they're not even going to try it. That's going to do it for the third quarter. Ceiling well in front of Lomega. 71-43, fourth quarter coming up after this. It's Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623. You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Back in Ceiling, fourth quarter just getting started. 71-43, all Lady Cats here in this one, and that one thrown down to Sydney Walker in the post and swung back at the corner has been all Ceiling since really the first minute. It was tied 3-3 early, and then Lady Cats with another steal by Emily Shook as Shelby Russell drove, had nowhere to go with the basketball and turned it over again. No one stopped Kenley Gore. She took it coast to coast and scored. And that time nobody stopped the dribbler. Kenley Gore said, I'm just going to go all the way to the rim then. Press on again by Ceiling. We're going to get five new ones here for Coach Llewellyn. This is the equivalent of taking a knee. That one's poked around. As these are five players who have yet to play. A lot of them here. And that's going to be Trinity Blevins in the game. Chloe Meyer is coming back in. She has played quite a bit. Got a couple numbers we don't have. As it is a full-on changing of the guard. It looks like also Maddie Myers in the basketball game here. As that one's thrown, trying to inbound Monza Rivera in as well for Lomega. And that's another turnover this time by Lomega. Press on quickly by the new five here as Coach Hamer's pulled his starters, which is a shame for Bracey Nyberg. She was working on a 50-point game. Now Hamer going to be in there. She's going to flip it outside. Hammond's going to try a three. That's going to bounce out and tipped around and stepped out of bounds. As it does look like Allie Hedges in the game for Ceiling, number 15. Number 14, Shelby Seaborn, the homecoming queen. Looks like she's made an appearance. And a couple substitutions here for Lomega is getting everybody in the game as well. Now looking inbound here for Ceiling. They get it into Briggs, who's out there. So the freshmen are playing out there together, it looks like. And a lot of these girls played a lot of basketball together, even though they're only freshmen. They've been together for a while. That's Tegan Hamer. Flips it right back to Hammonds. On the wing, we're going to get a three from Briggs. That's going to be short and a rebound by Lomega on a number four, who we do not have a four here on our roster. Drive down to the paint, back outside, Rivera. Wing, out of the paint, out of the corner. Spin move, nowhere to go. They flip it back outside to Callie Gardner. Gardner drive kick out to Rivera, and she's going to drop down a three. Monse with three. With 6:31 to go, and the backup's already in. Quick pass and under the hoop. Caught way down in there was Briggs, who got it quickly up and in for two more. She's got four. 75-46, 6:22 to go. And both teams now going into their bench here as the outcome seems to be pretty much in hand here with both these squads. So Ceiling well in front of this one, and now we're going to get a foul on the basketball, and that looks like that foul will be on Hammonds. Nope, they're going to call on 24, Hamer. So that's Tegan's first, and the team's fourth. Lomega's going to inbound. Rivera gets it into Blevins. Sophomore picks up her dribble. Nice backdoor cut by Rivera into the post. And one extra pass down low, almost stolen back. Bodies on the floor. Both went down for it, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow goes back to Ceiling. That was tied up, Hamer and Maddie Myers. And the inbound now coming for the Lady Cats with 6 minutes to play here in the game. Been all ceiling in this one. Omega back in that 2-3 zone. And we mentioned and we talked as Coach Llewellyn was a Classic Bowl basketball coach this year. And we spoke with him a little bit there as a three coming for Briggs won't drop. About getting these girls in after losing Wilson and Duffy to graduation, getting them, like, taking them kind of through the fire, as that's a foul and an and-one opportunity. As the bucket drops for Meyer, she's on the board with two, and I think that foul will be tagged to, look like they were going to give it to Hamer or Hammonds down there. I'm not quite sure they tagged it with. The free throw drops, and the and-one goes. Myers has three. Second foul, by the way, for Hammonds. So now in the corner to Briggs. But, yeah, he talked about getting these girls up against the top competition as Hamer short arms a three there. That's going to be rebounded by Rivera. And this is what you got to do. I mean, this is an A. This is a Class A school and a Class B school. There, yes, they are storied programs, have won a lot, but there is a little size difference here. And Sealing, who is ranked third for some now, Karchi's in front of them, Hydro, the defending champs, in front of them, which I guess you can understand a little bit, but they're as good as anybody in Class A, for sure. I mean, they are at the top of the key, state semifinalists last year, and Lomega's as good as anybody in Class B, and they're not going to see many teams that are as talented as the Sealing squad in the Class B ranks. You know, Hammond's ranked number two right now. They've got some size. They've got a good team as well, really well coached. But this is a battle-tested. You play a Luther. You play a Sealing. You play a in the that's a give-and-go up underneath, and two more for Lomega. And it is 75-51, the score. Sealing well in front here, and it's about 5 minutes to go. Now just the backups in. Is that a quick three by Izzy Hammonds, who's got seven? And even the bench of Sealing is shooting it well from deep. Almost a travel. It is a travel. They're going to tag Lomega with a walk there. It's going to go back over to the Sealing Wildcats. 4:29 to go. 78-51, all Lady Cats. But also the Lomega, who played in the Bertha Teague this year. So they played Tuttle, who's maybe the best team in any class in the state. And then that's going to be a long three again by Izzy Hammonds, who's all of a sudden got 10 points, and she's now just letting it fly from deep. 81-51, 30-point lead for Sealing, 4:06 to go. And Lomega now with the basketball on the perimeter. Rhett Glazer in the game for Lomega. Monse Rivera taking it left hand. Gets the shot to drop, and she's coming off the bench for five. She's played well here in the end of this quarter, has Rivera. So is Hammonds, who drives inside, picks up some contact, and she's going to go to the line and shoot a couple. 3:47 to go. To stick around for the boys' game, it's going to be a good one. We got an Omega state quarterfinalist from a year ago, squaring off against a 12th-ranked Sealing team. A couple young squads for the most part, but a couple of talented athletic teams. Should give us a pretty good game here in the second one. As that free throw drops for Hammonds, who's got 11 already. Well, not already. There's 3:47 to go. But she's got 11 in the game. And the second one goes down for her. Most of these, though, have been in the fourth quarter. She's got 12, and eight of those have been here in the last few minutes or so. And that one almost stolen away. Tipped around, pinballed around. Rivera goes on, saves it, and gets the ball back up to Glazer, who picks it up. Nowhere to go. Gives it back up top of the key to Myers, who dribbles outside, and that one is handed off. Glazer picks up her dribble. Now to Myers. Touch pass inside Rivera. Streaking down the left side, moving well without the basketball. Rivera's got seven off the bench for Lomega in some nice minutes here. 3:11 to go. Game well in hand. Sealing in front, 83-55, if you're just joining us, as they jumped out to a real fast start as a electric game as that one goes off of the turn. Hamer shot that one all the way to the top of the backboard, and she's upset with herself. As what's going to be 35-point night for Bracey Nyberg was a 25-point first half, and she basically has not played in this quarter, or she would have been flirting with 50 points quite possibly. Almost pulled up, almost turned over. It is turned over. Body's in the ground. They're going to go down and grab it, and that's going to be a jump ball. Glazer tied up there with Kirsten Briggs. Another substitution coming in the game. Another Riley Glazer. Number five going to inbound it. And it's flipped inside out of Blevins, hands it off to Glazier. Driving kick outside of Rivera. And she's guarded. Now they get into the left elbow. And they're just playing pass on the perimeter. Driving to find some space there. Left-hand foul, and that's going to be two shots for the Raiders. A blocking foul on that one, as six team fouls, as don't have four on my roster. She's got 2 points. She's about to go to the free throw line to shoot a couple more as that first one goes down. She's got three. No school over the week. Getting rosters was a difficult task coming into this one. Second free throw drops, no good. Going to be a long rebound. Going to be tipped around, and it's going to fall into the hands of Riley Glazier, gets the loose ball. 83-56, all ceiling Lady Cats, 2:28 to go in this one. Little dribble weave outside. Glazier gets blocked. It goes right back almost into her hands, but it goes into her teammate's hands, and on the ground to get it goes Myers, flips it over to Rivera. Everybody's showing ball and ceiling back into a half-court man defense. They try to weave. They switch. Kalong three. Banks it in. And that was number four. She's got six. 83-59 the score. 2:04 to go. And that one poked away by Glazier. She's on a run. She's got Rivera in front of her. Flips it ahead. Monsieur off the glass and good. She's having a good night with 9 points here. 83-61. 1:51 to go here in the game. All ceiling. They've led pretty much from the beginning. Top of the key three. That's going to bounce long, bounce high, and a rebound underneath the hoop by Blevins. And pulling it up slow, looking for a teammate. Get it over to Glazier. Just lost the basketball. She took her eyes off it. She was trying to make the extra pass. It goes out of bounds and goes right back to the Lady Cats with a minute 34 to go. This one all over but the clock. And what was a track meet early. And too many steals, too many turnovers. Crowd going to give a nice hand here. As everybody for Lomega is now going to get in the last minute 33. We'll see if any other Lady Cats get in here as well. Hamer with the basketball, and that one's stolen away by Rivera. Another steal, coast to coast, off the glass, and that one won't go for her. That was the easiest shot she's had. That's going to be dropped down into the post and a foul. The shot underneath by Blemons is fouled under the hoop. She's going to go shoot two. 83-61, and both these teams, again, we're moving on. We mentioned the district play, but Lomega still has Pond Creek Hunter on Tuesday. Ceiling will face a ranked Watonga team. As that first free throw drops for Trinity, who's got one. Then it's on to the postseason, and both of these teams hosting a district, as we mentioned. Second free throw, jump shot free throw there, goes down. She's 2 points there for Blevins, 83-63. Now cut it to 20 with a minute 13 to go, but it's all been all Lady Cats leading this one. Drive, Hamer lost the basketball, tried to high dribble it into traffic, and she loses it, and it's picked off by the Lady Raiders coming back the other way. Myers outside, Rivera under a minute now to go, and they look around, swinging into the high post, and that one kicked around and lost out of bounds. As they're going to say out of bounds on ceiling, so it looks like Briggs must have got a hand on it, knocked it over on the far sideline. So, yeah, we're moving on as the districts. They'll both host. Agra, Mulhall, Orlando will be at Lomega. Canton, Ringwood going to be taking on Ceiling, who is the host there in that one. And that's a jump ball. And both those teams shouldn't have much trouble with those districts, I wouldn't imagine. And then as they move into the regional, it's going to be Coyle. There's everybody here now going to get in for Ceiling. Paige Coons coming in the game. Callie Seaborn, freshman, getting in. Number 14, Shelby Seaborn, homecoming queen in there. Number 25, Shaylin Petty in the game for Ceiling. Here in the last 30 seconds, they're going to throw it around and see if they can get somebody a bucket. A little bit of dribble weave on the outside. Killing time, looking for space. And that is Rainey Nelson in there as well, the freshman. She turns it over there, goes quickly ahead to Myers, up ahead to Glazier, who almost loses the basketball. 15 to shoot for Lomega. Rivera, why not? She's been hot. She hit it. Monse Rivera with 12 off the bench and 12 in the fourth quarter alone. Maybe should have been in there a little sooner. 5 seconds to go, 83-66 the score. Should seem to have the hot hand tonight. That's going to do it for this one. Ceiling Lady Wildcats hold serve here at home, 83-66. They come out on top of Omega. We'll be back right after this with Round Ball Roundup on K101.